I don't wanna be the boy that runs in the back. I don't wanna be the kid that falls in the dark. All I really want to be is the guy that gets that girl.
Welcome to the AJ Steele Show. We discuss politics, sex, money, and everything in between. And now, here's your host, an immigrant, a self-made millionaire, an American, AJ Steele.
Everything I say and do, I'm just not good.
Hello out there to all of our fans. I'm so happy to be back with you on a show that discusses politics, money, sex, and everything in between. Today we're going to talk about money and about stupidity. Pretty much any parent in this country wants his kids to go to college. We are constantly being told and bombarded by the greedy university system and other crooks telling us that our kids will be worthless if they don't get out and get a college education. And in the process, they would spend tens of thousands of dollars, maybe hundreds even, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they would get in debt. Debt that they would have to pay forever. Well, I think that college is a waste of time and money for many kids. And I think they would have a much better head start and a much better paying job if they did not go to college. I'm going to talk about that in our second segment. But our first segment today will discuss my proven and simple way to become rich. Every idiot, charlatan, and TV or online crook will sell you a program of wealth building, creating real estate empires, investing in land, in bonds, in tax liens. I've even heard one scam of how to invest in ostrich meat. But I can teach you in one simple segment how to become wealthy, how to keep your money, how to accumulate the wealth, and how to retire well. Well, how do I know? I did it myself. And the plan I'm going to give you will not cost you one penny. It is free of charge. So if you want to come to my seminar and hear everything I have to say and lots more, stick around. And please subscribe to our podcast and share with others. This is the AJ Steele Show. We'll be right back.
The AJ Steele Show. Think of your loudmouth best friend, hated by all the wives, because he tells it just like it is.
Welcome back to the AJ Steele Show. Let me tell you the true story of how I came to this country without a penny and ended up a millionaire, living in one of the richest zip codes in all the world. To all the whiners and naysayers who complain about our country and lack of opportunity, I say bull crap. If you follow simple rules, if you have a little discipline and have a tiny bit of creativity and vision, you can do exactly what I did, or even much, much more. But let's start at the beginning. When we came to America, my whole family was just dirt poor. Yes, we had a roof over our head. It was a roof of a trailer in a mobile home park. And we had some decent food, courtesy of my amazing grandmother. And I had a security blanket provided by our country, to which I'm forever indebted. My family shopped at the Salvation Army. Walmart and Kmart were way too expensive. So it was Salvation Army or Goodwill if we're lucky. I still remember a kind kid in 8th grade offering to give me some old jeans because mine were so worn out. Back then, I was so embarrassed, but now I realize what a nice, thoughtful American kid he was. From time to time, my dad would take us to McDonald's and get us two small burgers for a buck. I remember it. It was two burgers for a buck. Sometimes, if we were lucky, he'd get us 20 McNuggets, but forget about fries and a Coke. That was a treat, and what a treat that was for the whole family. And yet, none of us complained. None of us hated Americans. None of us acted like they owed us anything. We were most grateful for their goodness and kindness, but we never had a feeling of envy or victimhood. I always told people we came to America to become Americans. If we wanted to be living our old life, we would have stayed in our home country. But people always ask me, AJ, how did you become so wealthy? How did you retire at 40? Someone must have given you money. Someone must have helped you along the way. And the truth is, yes, I was helped along the way. by a supportive family that taught me to respect money and not be envious, and an amazing country that opened its doors for me and helped me with medical insurance when I needed it, helped me with student loans and financial aid for college when I needed it, helped me feel that anything and everything was possible here. So the next question I get is, so how did you build your empire? Did you win the lottery? Were you extremely lucky, or are you just a financial genius? Well, for one, I didn't win any lottery, unless if you're counting the $7 I won in Reno in 1992. And no, I'm not a genius of any kind. But I did win something early in life. What did I win? An American citizenship. My parents brought me here and helped give me the tools to succeed. But let me tell you, nothing came easy. At 14, I cleaned the shop floors at a truck transmission repair facility. At 15, I was a dishwasher who was promoted all the way up to a host. Wowie! At the age of 17, I worked as an oil change tech at a quick oil change facility. At 18, I was a cashier at a department store, which helped pay me for college. It was at that job or at that time that I realized that hard work alone wasn't enough. You had to work smart. I hated all those stupid jobs, but that hatred became my fuel for working towards a higher education. So what is my simple recipe for being wealthy? Listen to your gut. If something is too good to be true, it probably is. There are no free rides in this world, but there are some great opportunities in this country for success. Let me remind you of a simple fable that everyone knows, but everyone seems to forget. It's called The Grasshopper and the Ants. It basically goes like this. There was a grasshopper, and he played all summer. He danced, he slept late, he drank, he partied. And he laughed at his silly, hard-working ants. He showed off his fancy car, his fancy iPhone, and he spent all his money eating out at fancy restaurants, drinking fancy wines. I'm pretty sure he said something like this to the ants. Hey, man, what are you guys working so hard for? Come get high with me, dude. Let's play around. Let's have fun. You're so boring. And while he was playing around, the little ants worked hard to store food for the winter. They fortified their nest. They saved for their literal rainy day. They made sure their eggs and their young had a safe place to grow. And so when winter came, the grasshopper had no food and no shelter. He came to beg the ants, the same ants he was making fun of. He begged them for some food and maybe a place to stay out of the rain and cold. But the scorned ants looked at him and refused. He died cold and hungry. Of course, these days, the story would be a little different. He would move to San Francisco, California, get free welfare, social security, and free needles for his heroin habit. But all jokes aside, let's speak some real truth. You know, the Bible actually speaks of the ants as well. In the biblical book of Proverbs 6:6-9, it says, "Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest." So what does the Bible and a children's story mean to our financial and mental well-being? Everything. And when I get back from the break, I will tell you my simple, time-tested plan to becoming wealthy. And no, I'm not selling any courses or any CDs or books. This plan is free. And this is the AJ Steele Show.
You're listening to the AJ Steele Show, where no topic is off limits, no discussion too harsh, no truth more true. The AJ Steele Show, we tell it like it is.
All I really want to be is a guy that gets a girl. All I really want to be.
Welcome back to the AJ Steele Show. I'd like to remind all of you who enjoy our shows to please subscribe to this podcast and help spread the word. Now let's get back to my financial security and success show. Let's get down to the brass tacks of my plan. If you follow it, I know you will be better off than most Americans and most inhabitants of this planet. So part one of my plan, and probably the most important, is live beneath your means. So what does live beneath your means mean? It means if you make $100, spend $70 and save $30. If you make $50,000, save $15,000 and only live off $35,000. If you make $100,000, put $30,000 away a year. At the least, you should save at least at least 15% of your salary. You can put it in a 401k, an IRA Roth, or just put it in a regular savings account and pretend the money isn't there. When you get a bonus or a raise, add to the savings and live off the old salary number. In other words, don't spend everything you have or any more than you have. Always spend less than what you make. That's a good way to start saving money. Number two, maintain good credit. Always pay your bills on time. This will increase your credit score and save thousands of dollars over a lifetime of fees and high interest rates. Most people don't realize that if you have really good credit, your interest rates that are charged to your credit cards, to your car loan, to your home payments are lower. People with bad credit pay a lot higher interest rates, so it's kind of a sad cycle. If you don't pay your bills on time, your interest rates rise, and then you owe more and more money. It's a horrible cycle. So people always ask me, what do I use a credit card? What do I do? Well, I'm not really against credit cards, but you need to use credit cards wisely. I always try to get credit cards that have really low fees and they have great cashback benefits. I use the credit cards for almost every purchase, but I never buy more than I can afford, and I always pay off my debt at the end of the month. In other words, you should never charge an amount that you can't pay off at the end of the month. Now, sometimes you do have to take longer term loans, maybe to get your teeth fixed or things like that. Try to get a 0% interest credit card and pay it off in the time allotted. So in other words, if it's 0% interest for 12 months, pay it off in 12 months. Don't carry the interest any longer than that, because that's when it starts to cost you and hurt you. Number three, eat at home and only go out on special occasions. That means no Starbucks, sorry. No Pete's. No expensive fancy restaurants. No expensive wines. Sorry for all you drunks out there. Be reasonable. Spend money when you have to spend money, and then on special occasions, go out. But you can't do it on a daily basis. That stuff really adds up. You can shop in discount stores, in value stores like Costco or Walmart. Another thing a lot of people do is they buy a new car every 2 years. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. You buy a good base model, you pay it off, and you drive it until it dies. That's what I do. There's no need to buy a $1,000 iPhone. You can get a perfectly great new phone that will do most of the same stuff, minus the bragging rights, for less than $200. You can also cut your cable cord for your TV. With today's digital broadcast and a $100 antenna, you can get 50 plus TV channels for free. Absolutely free. So think about it. If you pay $100 a month for cable TV, you multiply it by 12, that's $1,200 a year. Let's calculate this for 10 years. So over 10 years, you would pay $12,000. Over 20 years, $24,000. Over 30 years, $36,000. You know how much stuff you could do for $36,000? Anyway, I think you catch my drift. I'm just giving you a few examples here, but there's lots and lots of examples in all of our lives where we could save money. We could live a little simpler. We can live beneath our means. And that's one of the main ways to start accumulating wealth and start accumulating a savings that leads to eventual wealth. Number four, try to buy real estate at the right time. So people are going to ask me, well, when do you know when the right time is? I don't think it's that difficult at all. There's a very, very simple answer to when is the right time to buy and when is the wrong time to buy. And it goes like this. If everyone is buying, hold on to your money because prices go up. You know when you buy? You buy when everyone is selling. In other words, don't follow trends. Follow the opposites of the trends. If everybody is buying, hold on to your money and save money until a time when everyone is selling. And that's the time to buy. That's how millions and billions of dollars are made in real estate. All the money made in real estate is made in how you buy. When you buy real estate in a time when no one else is buying, usually interest rates are low, and you pay a lot less. So you have a lot more equity when the value starts going up. It's extremely simple, but most people don't get that concept. People are usually like sheep. When everybody is buying, they buy. When everybody's selling, they sell. That's how they lose their butts in real estate. Don't follow trends. Go against a trend. That's how you make money. Now, you never buy something that you will struggle to pay for. I always make sure that I get a 30-year fixed loan. You can always pay it off early, but don't buy any of those short-term, low-interest, and no-interest loans. I have many, many friends who are mega millionaires and who used to laugh at me. Oh, AJ Steele, you're so conservative. They took a bunch of these crazy loans, you know, no interest or interest-only loans. And in 5 years, they come due and then they have to start paying lots of interest. And all these people laughed at me and they made fun of me. They were buying $2 and $3 and $4 million homes while I was buying $150,000 homes, $200,000 homes. And then all of those crazy loans came due. And you know what happened? They lost all of those homes. All of them went bankrupt and lost their homes. And you know about me, the simple guy that they laughed at that had a 30-year fixed basic loans I knew I could pay for? I still have those homes. And those sacrifices I made early in life and all those investments I made in homes are the reasons I retired in my 40s. And are the reasons that I have time now to sit here and talk to you and tell you all the simple secrets of how to succeed in life. So in summary, these are the keys to success. Save your money. Live beneath your means. Invest when you get a chance. But always follow your gut. If something doesn't sound right, it probably isn't right. So remember, the grasshopper never wins. It's always the little ants that laugh at the end. This is the AJ Steele Show. We will return with our conversation on the stupidity of college. It's going to be a good one.
AJ Steele, not right, not left, just right.
Welcome back to the AJ Steele Show. I would like to thank all the people who listen to our show and follow our podcast, our social media accounts, and also all the great people who helped spread the word about the AJ Steele Show. The response has been overwhelming to me and to my dedicated staff, and we plan to continue giving you challenging, intelligent shows with a little sprinkle of fun and maybe a little bit of stupidity included. My next topic has a lot to do with stupidity. It's about college. Is college an overhyped, overpriced waste of money? Americans hold $1.56 trillion of student loan debt. $1.56 trillion and growing. 44 million Americans have college loan debt. 69% of students who graduated in 2018 owe about $30,000. $30,000 apiece, and that doesn't include all the parent assistance and all the loans taken by the parents. Well, let me state a few facts or things that I believe in. I personally went to college. It cost me a lot of money. I ended with about $60,000 or $70,000 of student debt, all of which I paid back. But after going to college, after graduating, I also went back to college for a vocational program, a program that gave me a job and led me to the future that I had, a future that was very successful in business, a future that had to do with investments and also with running a huge corporation. So I'm not anti-college, and I don't think all college is bad. So yes, having a college degree opened a door for me, but it didn't really prepare me for life, and it didn't really do anything for me as far as success. I would say that most of my success was due to hard, smart work. And that's something that you either have or don't have. No college can teach you how to do that. But when I see all these programs and I see all these students graduating with these ridiculous majors, it kind of makes me think, is college overhyped? Does everyone have to go to college? I know plenty of people that never went to college and did very, very well in life. And I know even more people that actually went to college, took out huge loans, and ended up not doing very well. As a matter of fact, some of them work for minimum wage. Some of them are still lamenting the fact that they went to college to begin with. Let's think about some of the majors that these so-called colleges are offering these days. Majors like art, art history, psychology. I think everyone took a psychology course at one point or another, and most people actually that sign up for college end up being psychology majors. There's majors about white privilege studies, African American studies, surfing. Yes, there's a major in surfing. I hope that major is not taught in Iowa or in Utah. I hope it's in Hawaii. There's other crazy majors like sexuality studies, LGBTQ studies, racism studies. And how about this one? Beatles, popular music, and society. I wonder if the Beatles went to college. Did they go to college to study how to write the song She Loves You? Did the Rolling Stones go to college to learn how to play music? I doubt Justin Timberlake did, but that's for a different show. But think about it. Did any of these great people actually go to college so they can become music stars or movie stars? Believe it or not, there are comic arts majors. There are majors about popular culture. Let me guess here. They have to watch TMZ, they have to watch The View, and they have to read People Magazine and The National Enquirer as a homework assignment for the popular culture major. But hold on, this is not the worst. There's actually a major called Puppet Arts. Puppet Arts. And there's a major called Nannying. There's an actual college major. Somebody actually goes to school. It takes 4 years to get a bachelor's in nannying. Boy, was I wrong about nannies. I always thought that in order to be a good nanny, you had to speak Spanish and be an illegal alien. Or in a different kind of situation, you could be Swedish, blonde, about 5'9", super hot, and have a cute smile. I actually dated a few of those nannies in my day, and you know what? I don't remember any of them having a bachelor's degree in nannying, a master's degree in house cleaning, and or a PhD degree in how to walk the dog and sleep with a very, very rich boss that hired them. You know, growing up, I had a really lazy friend who was always resting. We used to say he graduated from a university of sleep. And I actually wonder if there really is a major now called sleeping. I bet Mike Lindell from My Pillow fame could be the dean of that school. Heck, maybe I should teach a class called How to Get Rich While Fleecing High School Grads, Their Parents, and the American Taxpayer. Did Van Gogh go to college? Picasso? Beethoven? We talked about the Beatles already. Did any of these people go to college? I wonder. Now, I do believe that some college programs are absolutely necessary, and I'm completely convinced that college is a very good thing for some people. I like things like vocational degrees and programs, things like medical school to become a doctor, engineering schools, nursing schools, any kind of degree that leads to a good job. I have no problem with any of those. But I also know that some people weren't made for college, and they could take vocational training classes like for farmers or electricians, plumbers. Do you know how much plumbers make in California? They make $90 to $120 an hour. Electricians make anywhere from 30 to 70 bucks an hour. And mechanics, that's a completely different story. I have a friend who's owns a mechanic shop, and he told me, I can't find anybody to hire. We pay 40 to 50 bucks an hour, but nobody wants to work. The kids today, they can't even hold a hammer. They don't know what a wrench is. They're used to everybody doing stuff for them. So all these kids, all these foolish kids that could have gone to a vocational program, could have studied to be a mechanic or a plumber or a construction worker and make a lot of money, instead they're stuck in college taking stupid majors that lead them to getting minimum wage jobs. So why is this all happening? I'll tell you why. I think the college industry is just another huge business model that shames you for not buying into it. I don't have a problem with private universities. They're okay with me because they're not tax sponsored, so they don't bother me. If you want to charge something to teach some inane, stupid class and you don't get any kind of money from the government, I'm fine with it. Let people go there if they choose to. But what about state universities that charge tens of thousands of dollars a year to teach our kids how evil white people and Western culture is? Not to mention the millions of dollars taken by them to support anti-American, anti-Semitic student governments. Are you aware that tuition fees go to pay for these student governments that are usually run by Black Lives Matter type people and Islamic fundamentalists? Do you know that those tuition fees that our poor kids struggle to pay and take loans for, that those fees pay into all this kind of left-wing insanity in our colleges? Give me a break. They charge tens of thousands of dollars a year. And what about all these professors that use their class time to incite and raise new radical left students? They rail against capitalism and the West. They support communism and socialism. But meantime, they're collecting six-figure salaries and incredible benefits. And who pays for that? The tax-paying public, you and I. The taxpayers that sponsor these jerks are the same people these jerks rail against. These people get a six-figure salary, incredible benefits. What about their tenure? These worthless professors get to teach in perpetuity with no oversight or consequences to the drivel that they teach. Some of them are actual rapists and pedophiles, and they still get to stay because they have tenure. So these are the idiot teachers who teach our kids all this stupid crap, and then our kids have to pay for it, they have to take loans for it, and then the taxpayer is on the hook also to pay for these jerks. And what about the greedy administrators? I personally know a few college chancellors, and they bring in more than $500,000 a year. That's $500,000 bucks, and it doesn't even include benefits and full retirement. These people are working for regular state-sponsored schools, taxpayer-benefited schools. Naturally, all these jerks are lefties who talk about the virtues of socialism every chance they get, while they're living like millionaires. Kind of reminds me of Bernie Sanders and his greedy wife. Bernie's that failed jerk pretending to be a communist who's running for president, and his fat wife was a president of two colleges. These two phonies claim to be communists, and yet they earned $1.7 million in the past 2 years. They are communist one percenters. How convenient. They are two people cry all the time and bitch all the time about rich people. Meantime, they're millionaires making millions off their college, their book tours, and own three houses. Nice socialists, huh? But anyway, let's get back to my topic. I don't think that every kid needs to go to college. I don't think every kid has the aptitude for college. And I don't think we need millions of people with psychology degrees. It's that simple. Not every kid has to go to college. Some kids are more mechanically inclined. Some kids are more inclined to do work with their hands. They shouldn't even go to college. Why are we being pushed into college? Because it's just a huge business model. It's just a huge business that supports idiot professors, worthless professors, because none of them have done anything in their private lives. And then all the administrators, and especially the leading administrators, are nothing but appointees of government. All the people that worked for Obama, basically, are running universities right now. They're running it with their anti-American, anti-Semitic, anti-white people drivel. And these jerks are making millions off our backs while our kids are studying stupid majors that don't give them jobs. And then we're stuck with a huge student loan that Kamala Harris and the other dummy, who is it, Warren, Pocahontas, all these brain-dead Democratic presidential candidates, they want to pay that off. Well, you know what? I don't want to pay off stupid loans for stupid kids who studied stupid majors. It's not fair. I've personally paid off my own college loans, and I think that we as Americans pay enough taxes as it is. Let me suggest something that is not going to be liked by any of these fat cat left-wing professors and those fat cat administrators. I suggest that no more student loans be offered to any degrees, any degree programs that don't lead to a job. If you want to study art, if you want to study psychology, if you want to study sexuality, do it at your own cost. We don't want to, and we shouldn't have to pay for it. Let people who take these stupid classes, these stupid majors, pay for their own way. No more loans, and definitely no loan forgiveness. Period. End of story. Well, 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 this segment went by so quickly. I've had such a great time talking to all of you out there, and I hope you enjoyed the show too. Please remember to check us out on all your favorite podcast providers, and don't forget to subscribe to us and to share. Let's do it together, America. Let's tell it like it is. This is the AJ Steele Show.
All I really want to be is a guy that gets a girl. All I really want to be. All I really want to be is a guy that gets a girl.
The AJ Steele Show, copyrighted 2019.